Hey, my name is Tony Thaxton. Like anyone else, I love a great album. But I also love those strange albums that might make you wonder how and why they even exist. But I'm not here to make fun of them. I'm here to celebrate them and tell their story. This is Bizarre Albums.
Today's episode, Groovy Ghoulies from 1970.
In 1931, Boris Karloff played the role of the monster in Frankenstein. The same year, Bela Lugosi starred in Dracula. Both of these were released by Universal Pictures, and they would be two of the first of what would become known as the Universal Classic Monster Films, the first shared universe in the movie industry. It actually dates back to the silent film era, when Lon Chaney starred as the Phantom in 1925's Phantom of the Opera. Throughout the 1930s, the Universal classic monsters would continue with films like The Bride of Frankenstein, The Mummy, and in 1935, the first werewolf film, Werewolf of London, would be released with Henry Hull as the werewolf. The Universal monster films continued into the 40s and 50s. They would occasionally introduce new monsters like The Creature from the Black Lagoon in 1954. But Frankenstein's monster, Dracula, and the Wolfman seemed to be the big three. And all three would appear together in 1948's Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein.
What's the matter now?
You know that person you said that there's no such person?
Yes.
I think he's in there, in person. I was reading a sign over here, this one down here.
Yeah.
Dracula's legend. All of a sudden I heard...
That's the wind.
It should get oiled.
When the 60s came around, the Universal classic monsters got a resurgence of popularity thanks to television airings of the old films. And because of this, and perhaps inspired by the Abbott and Costello monster comedy film, Lou Scheimer, one of the founders of the animation company Filmation, wanted to make an animated comedic adaptation for television. You've heard me talk about Filmation on the show before.
Everything's Archie. Archie's here. Benny's here. Veronica, too. Reggie's here. Hey, Jughead, where are you?
Filmation was the studio behind The Archie Show. In 1969, the head of children's programming at CBS, Fred Silverman, wanted another show similar to The Archie Show. Filmation then began developing a series for Sabrina the Teenage Witch, a character who had already been appearing occasionally on The Archie Show. CBS had also recently had massive success with the debut of Scooby-Doo Where Are You in 1969, and Silverman wanted to take advantage of that. Lou Scheimer was already developing his idea for the monster animated show back in 1968, when he hired a pair of writers from Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, Jack Mendelsohn and Jim Milligan. The development of the show began under the name Monster Inn, and it used the Universal classic monster characters. Monster Inn would go through several name changes and eventually transformed into a show called Groovy Ghoulies, and Fred Silverman wanted it. The new Sabrina cartoon was already in production, and since Groovy Ghoulies would also feature witches, the decision was made to put Sabrina and the Ghoulies together for a one-hour block on Saturday mornings under the title Sabrina and the Groovy Ghoulies.
Everybody shout! Come on now, sing out! For the Ghoulies, there's Sabrina!
CBS debuted Sabrina and the Groovy Ghoulies on September 12, 1970. The one-hour show would feature two 15-minute segments of Sabrina and 30 minutes of Groovy Ghoulies, and the characters would cross over into both shows. The Groovy Ghoulies were a group of hip monsters who lived at a haunted boarding house for monsters called Horrible Hall. While the show featured several monsters like the Mummy, a witch named Hagatha, and even a female vampire named Bela La Ghostly, the three main characters would be Drac, Frankie, and Wolfie. Larry Storch, the actor best known for his role as Corporal Randolph Agarn on F Troop, provided the voice of Drac, while Howard Morris from The Andy Griffith Show was the voice of both Frankie and Wolfie. The episodes featured lots of fast-cut sequences, comedy skits, and many, many puns.
Hey, Frankie! Now where can the Loch Ness Monster be found?
The Loch Ness Monster is so big, no one's ever lost it.
Each episode would also feature two songs. The first one was always by the Groovy Ghoulies themselves, featuring Drac on pipe organ, Wolfie on some sort of stringed instrument, and Frankie on the drums. The second song would serve as the episode's closing number, performed by several different guest groups.
This week we dug up a really cool group, the Bare Bones Band.
That music sure gets under your skin.
What key do they play in?
The skeleton key, what else?
Other guest groups had names like the Mummies and the Puppies, the Spirits of 76, and the Rolling Headstones. So following in the footsteps of The Archie Show, a show that featured music so prominently, this would of course get an album release. So in November of 1970, Groovy Ghoulies was released on RCA Victor.
Yeah, man! Come back with my guitar!
The album begins with a song called Save Your Good Lovin' For Me. It first appeared in the series on episode 12, which was also titled Save Your Good Lovin' For Me, airing on November 28th, 1970. Even though the album is just credited to Groovy Ghoulies, it features songs performed by the various guest groups from the series, such as the case with Bumble Ghoulie. The Bare Bones Band had performed Bumble Ghoulie on the episode Ghoul School, which had aired a week prior to Save Your Good Lovin' From Me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No matter which fictional band was performing these songs, they basically sounded like they were all being performed by the same people, and that's because they were. Richard Delvey and Ed Fournier, I don't know if it's Fournier or Fournier, but for the rest of this episode, I'm just going to say Fournier, were both from the surf rock band The Challengers. Delvey was also the producer. He'd had big success back in 1963 when he produced the number 2 single for the Surfaris, Wipeout. Fournier and Delvey wrote all 10 of the album's songs, and for reasons that I was unable to clear up, they're credited under the aliases Sherry Gaydon and Janet Martin. And another strange thing, for some reason the album cover features people in costumes dressed as Drac, Wolfie, and Frankie, with a smaller picture of the more familiar animated versions on a television beside them. That's actually Fournier as Wolfie on the album's cover, supposedly. There's also sources claiming it's him dressed as Frankie, so let's just go with he is on the cover. But speaking of Frankie, here's a little bit of a song called Frankie.
He's real good looking, kind of tall and lanky. And the chicks faint dead away at the drop of his name. Oh, Frankie. Oh, Frankie.
We Go So Good Together is one of the two songs on the album that never appeared on the TV series. It's an interesting move considering that it's a 10-song album and there's over 20 songs that appeared on the show that are not on the album. The show's theme song closes out side one, titled Ghoulie Get Together. A little side note, in 1995, rock band The Toadies covered the theme song for a compilation album called Saturday Morning Cartoons Greatest Hits. I'm not going to play the Groovy Ghoulies version, I'm going to give you a little bit of The Toadies version. With laughter, songs, and fun, so let's go to the Ghoulies Get Together. Side 2 kicks off with, let me see if I can say this, the first annual semi-formal combination celebration Meet the Monster population party. The song was even released as a single, with Save Your Good Lovin' for Me as the B-side. It did not chart. Dick Manda is credited as one of the album's associate producers, as well as one of the arrangers and backing vocalists. In 1971, Manda re-recorded and reworked some lyrics to a song that was performed by the Rolling Headstones on the TV series, but did not appear on the album. It was titled, Chicka Boom, Don't You Just Love It? He released it under the name Daddy Dewdrop, and the song went to number 9 on the Billboard Pop chart. Spend Some Time Together is the other song on the album that never appeared on the series. But I'm going to move past that one because I will not allow three songs with the word together on one album. So here's a little bit of Kling Klang. So then I took it and I put it on the floor. I crossed my fingers and I wound it up once more. Session players on this album included Ron Tutt. For years, Tutt played drums for Elvis Presley as a member of his backing band, the TCB Band. He also spent some time drumming for the Jerry Garcia Band in the 70s, and after Elvis' death in 1977, Tutt started drumming with Neil Diamond. On guitar was Larry Carlton. Carlton has played on hundreds of albums across several genres. His playing on Steely Dan's Kid Charlemagne was ranked number 80 on Rolling Stone's Best Guitar Songs list. Closing out the album is 1, 2, 3, a song that the Ghoulies performed on the second episode of the series on September 19th, 1970. There's a game that you all know, and it's called hide and seek. But never play with ghouls and ghosts, because they always peek. They walk through doors, come up through floors, and always find you out. To let you see just what I mean, just listen to them count. Oh, 1, 2, 3, you can't hide from me. That original Groovy Ghoulies TV show only lasted for one season of 16 episodes. But they didn't really disappear. In 1972, they became regulars on Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Drac, Frankie, and Wolfie appeared in half of the season's episodes, which would continue until 1974. They also popped up in other shows throughout the following years. They even appeared in a TV movie for ABC in a crossover with Looney Tunes entitled Daffy Duck and Porky Pig Meet the Groovy Ghoulies.
I want to watch the Daffy Duck show. He's my favorite.
The Groovy Ghoulies have maintained a bit of a cult following over the years. From 1983 to 2007, there was even a Sacramento pop punk band called the Groovy Ghoulies, but with a different spelling. The album had long been an out-of-print collector's item, but in October of 2020, to celebrate Groovy Ghoulies' 50th anniversary, Real Gone Music reissued the album, giving it its first ever CD release, as well as a Franken-green vinyl edition, limited to 500 copies. And producer Richard Delvey's career would continue long after this album. He would go on to serve as drummer and musical director for David Cassidy, as well as Tony Orlando and Don. In 1973, he would produce another album for a group of fictional cartoon characters, Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. But that is for another time. Thank you for listening to Bizarre Albums. If you like the show, please subscribe and leave a review. It helps people find the show. You can also follow the show on Twitter and Instagram at Bizarre Albums, and I'm at Tony Thaxton. You can also like Bizarre Albums on Facebook and visit bizarrealbums.com. And if you still want more Bizarre Albums in your life, sign up for weekly bonus episodes of Bizarre Singles and more at patreon.com/bizarrealbums. And as always, if you know of a Bizarre Album you'd like to hear featured, please tweet the show. I'd love to hear from you. You can even email me at bizarrealbums@gmail.com. My name is Tony Thaxton, and I'll see you next time on Bizarre Albums.